Test.
Are you on the moon? Where are you? I can't see you.
Hello.
I can't see you, Mommy. I can't see
Hello.
You.
Hello.
What are you, beam now? You're not coming into the damn studio anymore?
Well, look, I did it for a long time with you. We had a good run.
Yeah, it was fun.
I figured I would move to New York.
New York City!
Do my part from here.
Nice. You're actually in Manhattan?
I am, yes.
I love it there, man. Wow, what are you doing? Getting arrested? Did you get shut down? The drug operation
seeing
all
family.
Done? Oh, okay.
So, not so much police action?
Not yet, anyway.
Although I have the greatest story ever.
Oh, good.
Yes.
We look forward to it.
We're going to talk about in the 4 o'clock hour.
Nice.
It's just unbelievable.
Well, it's New York. Of course it's insane.
Yes, that's true.
Cool.
We have the weekend next door app update.
All right.
We have People Are Dumb.
Mm-hmm.
We have Give Me Five.
Yes, we do.
How hard was this to schedule for you?
It was funky. It was a little odd. It's a little strange. Yeah.
The topic is love.
Yeah, I don't like
Sluggo
it.
Sluggo hates love.
I hate love. I hate love. You know, then I was going to do hate. I thought we should do hate tomorrow. Guess what?
Right.
There's not enough hate songs, really, so we're not going to do it
really?
After. Yeah, isn't that weird? What's wrong with people? They think about love, but they don't think about hate. Boo.
I love that you wanted hate songs and you couldn't find them.
It's not enough.
That's fantastic.
Stupid singers.
You need to start a band.
Yeah, there you go. The hate
you
machine.
Need to start a band.
Pretty
the
hate machine.
There you go. Did I mention People Are Dumb?
Yes.
And did I mention Weekend Next Door app update?
No. I mean, yes. I mean, I don't know. Yes.
Did I mention The Greatest Story Ever?
Yes, that too.
Yeah.
All of that.
Did I mention
Gibby
5?
Yes.
Coming up on 95.
So you're all done. You can go home.
Test. Test. One,
fail.
Two.
Fail the test. Fail. Test failed.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Where are you, man? Get
in
here.
New York City.
What are you?
I am in New York.
New York City?
I'm in New York City for the week.
Just because Bean did it for years doesn't mean anybody can do it.
Listen.
What are you doing?
If he can do it, I figured I could do it. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll have to wait and see. Let's do a Monday thing, shall we?
Yeah.
The weekend next door app update.
Yeah, I love these. Psychos on the loose.
This is people who actually post on Nextdoor app.
Yes.
Stop brushing my cat is the headline of this one. To the person who assumes my cat is homeless, he's not. Recently, he's been coming in looking especially groomed for a rough and tumble outside cat. His fur feels luxurious, but I'm salty because he doesn't let me brush him. I saved him from the needle and adopted this traitor 6 years ago. So please leave my cat, my giant ginger Jack, alone. I even ordered a new tag with the request, and the tag is, to the stranger who is brushing my cat, stop.
Can you imagine having that made? You go into a nice little pet store, and they're like, you don't want your cat taken care of, sir?
I don't know. This person seems like they have a lot of issues.
Damn straight.
I would say.
They're very proud of their rescue, too.
This one is called the Ghost in a Mason Jar.
Okay.
My wife and I have experienced some paranormal activities in our house.
Nice.
It's pretty old. I used a method I found online to lure and trap the ghost in this mason jar.
It's called Ghostbusters?
I don't want it in my house anymore, and I'm not just going to throw it away. I can provide more pictures upon request, and it's on sale for $25.
The jar is clean. The trap is clean or something.
Right. The jar is
green.
Because there's nothing in it.
Never has been.
The next one is, to whom it may concern, I promise, and this person doesn't understand the word sue or can't spell it right.
Oh, no.
To whom it may concern, I promise, if you or others are stealing from my network, talking about their Wi-Fi network,
right,
I will find out who you are.
Mm.
I will use you.
Mm.
I'm sure they mean sue.
Right.
Until you lose your house, cars, etc. You will have to borrow money from a church or the homeless or friends and family just to buy a last look at what you used to have, including the memories.
The memories.
Beautiful people. Beautiful, beautiful people.
So you can you can buy a ticket to see what you used to own. Like, I could go back and give someone money and they can show me what at one time was taken away from me. That's pretty cool.
I assume that you would be able to find that yourself.
I suppose, but he's like, yeah.
And the last one is, dear neighbor, neighbors in quotes, you just moved into this neighborhood a year ago, and I wanted to give you some time to correct this problem on your own. but you are apparently too inconsiderate to do so. Every day this week, when the weather has been nice and the windows are open, you proceed to let your small child run free in your backyard and laugh and giggle and carry on without end.
Oh, my God.
This is very disruptive for my two dogs and my bird, who sits next to the window.
Wow.
Perhaps you could ask him to tone it down a bit, which really works with little kids. Hey, little Billy, can you tone it down a bit? Sure, Dad. Perhaps you could ask him to tone it down a bit or at least limit his outside time to 15 minutes a day.
Oh, my God, dude. Wow.
So my dogs can be outside without seeing him running around. Wow. If this kind of behavior persists, I will call the police.
911, what's your emergency? There's a child enjoying their life.
There's a child that's laughing and giggling next door.
We'll be right over, sir.
She's gonna make it tonight.
Hey, that's not supposed to happen. You were going to sing.
No, I couldn't hear the
sing.
I couldn't hear the station.
Oh, terribly sorry.
Took it out of my headphones.
All right, we'll sing.
People are dumb.
When you're a dumb dumb.
People are dumb. When you're a dumb dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
That's a fact.
Man fakes his own death to see who would attend his funeral. A Brazilian man sparked the outrage of his friends and family after he faked his death out of pure curiosity to see who would attend his funeral.
And?
This guy is a 60-year-old ceremonialist, mm-hmm. It says.
Okay.
Sort of a master of ceremonies and 60 years old, and he's conducted hundreds of funerals, some of which have been attended by as few as two people, others by as many as 500.
Okay, all right.
So he's been thinking about how many of his friends and family would pay their respect when he died. So he decided to fake his own death.
I mean, how many people have thought about doing this, but to actually move forward and make it happen? Wow.
Have you ever thought of faking your own death to see who comes to your funeral?
No, I don't care. I don't even want a funeral. Why would you bother? Who cares? Dump me in a river.
He is desperate for attention. On January 10th, somebody posted an ominous message from his social media, mm-hmm. saying, at the beginning of this sad afternoon, Baltazar Lemos, the guy's name, left us. More information coming soon.
Okay.
So a day before, a photo had been taken in front of the hospital in Sao Paulo and had been posted. So his family was stunned by the announcement. No one even knew he'd been in the hospital. And one of his nephews races to the hospital to see if he's been admitted in the last few days. And then online, his friends started sharing the tragic news of his passing. Can you imagine?
No.
People started paying their respects and the comments and asking about the cause of death.
So, I mean, you're inviting stuff like, who cares, and no one shows up, and I'm glad he's dead, and, you know.
I hated that guy.
Right. I mean, people are usually nice.
On the internet.
Right, exactly.
No explanation was given, but instead the time and place of the wake and funeral ceremony were posted on his Facebook account.
Wow.
So on the 18th of January, friends and family of Baltazar Lemos,
all three of them,
gathered in a small chapel in his native city for what they expected to be his funeral. Now, what do you do, Sluggo?
Pop the casket open and say, surprise, and watch Grandma have a heart attack.
At one point, Baltazar's voice started recounting his life, and some of those in attendance started crying, thinking it was recorded before he died.
Wow.
Then the doors opened, and he stepped out in front of everyone. Can you imagine?
Dick move, man. That is lame.
I mean, he doesn't have parents because he's 60.
Right, really? You're doing this at 60? This is something you do when you're 23, man.
Right. No, he did it when he was 60.
Come on.
When he probably didn't have any family left.
Right.
Three friends showed up and were pissed and started throwing things at him. And that's people are dumb. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I am in New York for this week, visiting family.
Mm-hmm.
Sluggo, this happened, and I need to share it with you because it's too much for me to handle on my own.
Oh, good. I love that kind. You can deal with anything, so this must be nice and light fare.
We went to visit a friend in the hospital.
Right. I love it already.
And that friend had a roommate.
Okay.
So it was the person next to that
friend. Oh, no.
And there was a curtain.
Right.
And she was like, "What? I can't figure out what's happening with my roommate."
Right.
So, you know, we would listen in and we would text occasionally and say, "Hey, any update on the roommate?"
Right.
And we finally got a text from our friend that says, necrotizing fasciitis.
What? Say it
Do
again.
Do you know what that is?
Necrotizing fasciitis. No. There are three people listening right now that go, "Oh, that's not good."
It is flesh-eating bacteria.
You're in a room with someone that has leprosy?
Yeah, necrotizing fasciitis.
Leprosy, man.
It's pretty much that.
You can't
come back in here
ever. No.
Listen, I've done a lot of research on it. It's hard to transfer from person to person.
Well, you were making out with the patient, right? You were like over the bed.
No.
Okay.
Nope. That was not happening. We're going to take your calls in a few minutes on the worst medical procedure you've ever had.
Ooh. But
I want to be clear. We don't need details. No, we don't. Any talk of pus, you're gone.
You get an immediate dial tone.
So your worst stories. So necrotizing fasciitis. So I come home and I start doing some research on it. And it usually gets in your legs or perineum.
Oh, you're naughty bit. You're flip side exit only. Ish.
So she's
just
talking
below.
On the phone
right.
while we're visiting. And she's like, "It's in my behind."
No, you don't want that in there.
And they're asking questions, and she's like, "No, it's my butt. Stop asking questions." And then eventually she gave up and said, "Listen, it's in my taint." Now, the way to deal with this, I've done a lot of research, I said.
Is to throw yourself off a building.
Is to immediately get surgery.
Sure. Yes. I'm on board with that.
To cut out all the parts that have the necrotizing fasciitis.
The leprosy! Unclean!
Yes.
Unclean!
The important thing is to get surgery as soon as you can. So,
I asked you,
Sluggo.
Yeah.
How does a person live without a
sans taint? I don't know. You can just, like, staple it together so that...
No, you have to, like, surgically remove...
No.
And imagine. And imagine having it there.
No.
It's eating.
No.
It's, you're.
Yeah, I am a little ill right
taint.
Now. Yeah.
What's left right there? What is there?
Nothing between, anybody needs anything to do with.
What's
that's
between
for damn sure.
the beehole and the grape nuts?
It's a no man's land, man. You leave that zone alone. Wow.
There's a person in the hospital. No names, no hospital names, nothing.
And how do you show the doctor? Like, okay, here, look. I was looking in the mirror the other day.
I don't know. I have to be honest. I looked it up, and the pictures are not good.
I wouldn't say.
So I assume that they would just show a picture and be rushed right into surgery.
Sure, right, exactly.
I don't know what a person does with
that. That's rough. Wow. So it is treatable, though. So when we all get it, because that's what's coming our way.
Oh, don't say that. No, because most of the time people die from it because they don't know that they have it.
Right.
So they don't get treatment right away.
Oh, man, if you got something funky going on, especially there, you go see the doctor.
Yeah, you need a healthy taint.
Yeah.
It's something that everybody needs.
That's a fact.
All right, so your phone calls at 818-955-KLOS. What we're looking for is your worst medical situation with no graphic details.
Unlike what you just heard.
Right.
The exact opposite.
Well, I had to.
I know. That's what it is.
Have you ever heard of anyone having necrotizing fasciitis?
As it lived in the last 6,000 years? No. The mummy, I think, had it, but that was...
How do you walk around taintless?
Sans taint.
I don't understand how that works.
I don't want to know.
I have to know. I'm going to have to go back and ask questions. I have some follow-ups.
Hi, I was sitting next door, and I was listening, and I heard...
It's impossible not to listen. She's shouting the word taint on the phone. It was like, what are you doing?
Leprosy of the taint.
Other people can hear you.
Leprosy. All right,
so your worst medical conditions with no gross details. 818-955-KLOS.
If you keep track of such things, the Struts, I believe, is number 2 on Matt Pinfield's like greatest damn new songs in the universe. He does that on Sunday nights at 8 o'clock with his new and approved show, and that is the Struts, Fallen With Me. You love that song as much as I do.
I do.
That
so
is a good
song.
Right?
Yeah. Yep. So I'm in New York City and visiting family, and we went to visit somebody in the hospital, and a woman in the bed next to us was sort of shouting at her family, something that I would think you would want to whisper. But for some reason, she was really angry at her family, and she said she had necrotizing fasciitis.
Which just sounds like something you don't want to shout from the rooftops ever.
No, because I did some research on it, and it basically, you have, it's flesh-eating virus.
It's that's leprosy. It Let's just talk about it. It's, that's, yeah.
And she was yelling on the phone that it was, that it was her
Oh, man. Wow. You know, they just that's can't where they, get it. So, ah, it's New York City.
So they have to remove it.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So what do? They rebuild your taint?
We'll make it taint better than it was before. Better, faster, stronger.
By the way, Rebuilt Taint is playing this weekend at the Troop.
They rock.
All right, we're talking about your worst medical issue, but we're trying not to be gross. So you had surgery for what?
I have what they call the crooked carrot, and I've been shot, I've been stabbed, but nothing's worse than getting injected about 60 times in the past year in the crooked carrot.
The crooked what?
Parrot.
Parrot. Crooked parrot. What is it exactly?
Think about something that a man has and a woman doesn't.
And why? So it's crooked, but they can do something about it? Because I thought that was just sort of...
It happened to me 2 years ago. And I finally went in last year. I'm like, what the hell's going on down there? And, yeah, man. And so they inject a series of shots into the carrot, so to speak.
So it was looking the wrong way?
It was looking right at me. And it was like a pleasant experience to see such a nice little carrot. But, you know, I think we need to have our own space and we need to look apart.
Well, there you go.
We're halfway there, so.
Good luck. We're all counting on you.
Thank you.
818-955-KLOS, the weirdest surgery or procedure you've had.
If you didn't hear a half hour ago how this topic started, you're lucky. Count your blessings. I'm not going to recap it.
Ah, thank you.
We're talking about the worst medical procedures that you've had done. Without being too gross. So, KLOS, what happened to you?
I had stitches in my tongue.
Yeah!
Oh, my God, that hurts so much. How did that happen?
I was playing basketball, and I reached down for a loose ball, and the tip of my tongue was out, and a guy hit me in the jaw, and it just cut right through my tongue, about a cup of blood on my shirt, and straight to the ER.
It is amazing what your teeth can, the damage they can inflict.
As we have learned in The Last of Us.
Very sharp, yes. And the tongue has tons of blood in it, too.
Yeah, that's true, and that's unbelievably disgusting. So is it all back together now? Everything in place where it should be?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it just took a while with soft foods and shakes and soft drinks.
Wow.
You know what I've always said? Screw soft food.
Thanks for calling, man. Thank you.
Okay.
Hi, KLOS. Weirdest surgery or procedure you've endured?
Hi, my name's Marianne. I had surgery on my left foot on June 3rd. 2 weeks later, I fall on my foot and snap my Achilles tendon right off.
Ah!
Oh, my God. On a level of 1 to screaming for the rest of your life, where would you rate it?
I was a 12.
Oh, man. So have they fixed you? Is it all better?
Yeah, they did surgery on the 18th of July.
Yay.
And connected it again, but I'm still not able to walk on my foot yet.
Wow, wow. Well, I hope you have people that are helping you out, like nice, good family.
Yes, I do, my daughter.
Wow, good for her. What's her name?
Teresa Jones.
Nice. All right, well, thank you for calling and sharing your pain.
You guys have a good one. I love you guys.
Right on. Thank you for calling. Thanks. Hi, KLOS, worst surgery you've ever had?
My boot.
Your boot?
My boot hole.
What exactly happened to it?
Enlargement.
That's not surgery. That's just a wild Saturday night. Thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS.
Hey. Hey. This is Alex here.
What's happening, Matt? What was the worst surgery you've endured?
So for me, I was hospitalized the first, when I was age 2. I was in the hospital for almost 2 years with bacterial spinal meningitis.
Oh, my God.
1 out of 1 million survived it, and here I am.
Do you remember anything about that period of time?
Other than it cost my dad a great fortune. Not too much. Just reminded plenty of times.
You have any lasting side effects?
You know, recently I just went in for something before COVID started, and they couldn't figure out what was wrong with me. I was hospitalized for a week, and they thought I had bacterial spinal meningitis again, which is very rare. And they did some testing on my spinal. They couldn't figure out. They let me go, and that was it. It was very strange.
Well, I'm glad that it sounds like it's cleared itself up. Let's make it stay that way. That's your homework, is to keep it from ever coming back. That's what you need to do from here on out.
Yeah, you know, it's
from here on out.
Yeah, you know, it's strange. It's, I'm a hip-hop artist. My name's Dr. Moriarty, which is like, I don't trust doctors.
And you've also got quite the beef with Sherlock Holmes.
That's my guy.
Right on, man. Well, thank you for calling, man.
Yeah, take care, guys.
You too.
Long-time listener. You guys are the best.
Nice.
Always.
Right on, man. Thank you. Appreciate that. Take care.
We're talking about the worst surgery you ever had without being gross. The worst procedure you've ever had. 818-955-KLOS. We're about 4 minutes away from Gibby 5. The theme today is love. We've been talking about the worst surgery you've ever had based on necrotizing fasciitis.
Please say that twice. Please say it 2 more times.
I couldn't say it once. What do you think? But we're talking about the worst thing that ever happened to you. KLOS, hello.
I'm, you know, in my 20s. I've been in my 60s now, and I thought I had the clap.
Sure.
So, you know, there's this drip, drip, drip thing going on, and I go to the doctor's office, and he goes, we're going to have to get a culture.
Ah, no, so, no.
Out comes this Q-tip. I've never seen a Q-tip like that.
That's not where things go, yeah.
That thing disappeared like I thought I was a girl for a minute. Woo! But you know what? I lived through it.
Nice.
And it turns out I didn't have anything. I had no disease.
Ah!
I had bruised myself doing martial arts. I got bumped down there, and the urethra got bruised. And to keep it flowing, it's got this immune system response to keep fluid going through it so that you don't back up your urine.
So you got tortured for no good reason.
Pretty much.
Oh, man. Well, you're a brave soldier, and I'm glad you came through it, sir.
Keep doing what you do. You guys rule. Thank you.
Thanks, man. Thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS. Worst surgery or whatever you've ever endured.
Oh, I just had, I broke my ankle, my fibula, and my tibia on March 28th of last year.
Wow!
I had 3 plates put in, 2 in my ankle and 1 in my leg.
Oh, man.
And I'm just able to walk like a month and a half ago.
You must be so thrilled to be back up on your feet.
Oh, yeah, I am, big time.
Wow.
I can't run yet, but I'm getting there, you know. It was pretty rough, man. When I looked down, my foot was actually dangling from my leg.
Oh, man.
Honest to God, yeah. And I kept myself calm through the whole deal until the paramedics picked me up. It was pretty rough.
I bet. That's the moment of sheer panic right there, generally. Well done. Not freaking out.
Yeah, it was... pretty wild, man. That's the worst thing that's happened to me.
Wow. So. Well, perfect. Thank you for sharing, and I'm glad you're getting better, man.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate that. All right.
Hi, KLOS. What's the worst procedure you've ever had?
Yeah, so I had appendicitis. It wasn't burst or anything. I went to the hospital, got that done, and about 5 days later, I got 2 cysts in my stomach. They take me down to radiology, and they take these giant plastic drainage needles. And they started jabbing me with it to get it out, and it was the most painful thing ever. They didn't give me any anesthesia.
What's up with that?
So then they got one clean. They're like, oh, that's the first one. They're like, we're going to turn you over and go through the rear with the next one. I started screaming, don't effing touch me, blah, 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 blah. And then apparently the doctor was upstairs because they gave me anesthesia, and then the surgeon got fired for for doing the procedure on me. And
wow.
The hospital.
Really?
I should have sued.
Yeah. Yeah.
Over 10 years ago, wow. I would have been a wealthy man.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
That,
wow.
That was painful.
Just say no is the lesson here.
I tried. It didn't kind of work.
Wow.
But I'm healthy now. So.
Give me five.
At 5 o'clock, we do Gimme 5, which is 5 songs in a row with a theme. The theme today is love.
L-O-V-E. So what do you got? 818-955-KLOS, or you can hit us up online. We are at Kevin and Sluggo.
We are doing Gimme 5. Our theme is love, and that last song was for Orion X on Twitter. Wanted to hear Led Zeppelin. Hold on. It's 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Baba booey.
A lot of people have wondered what happens when you die.
Who, me? When I die?
Not when you die. I'm saying a lot of people have that thought about themselves.
Right,
what
sure.
happens when I die?
Uh-huh.
Well, a priest died,
okay.
in quotes, mm-hmm. during a heart attack.
Okay.
And he's seen what hell is like.
Wow, that sounds fun.
So, do you want any details of hell?
Me? Sure, why not? Let's find out. How do we... This... Okay.
Let's play...
So is it true that you saw hell?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. I saw the real hell. I was there. And I wouldn't wish that upon my worst enemy. I don't care what a person has done to me. I would never wish that on them. But for me, the way it went is that I thought that I was having a heart attack. And my spirit left my physical body. And I thought that I was going upward. But because I had... thought I had done so much good in this lifetime and helped so many people that as opposed to me going up, I went down.
Well, that's a bummer.
He spent his whole life trying to help people. That's a bad surprise.
Hey, this isn't what I signed up for.
And I went literally into the center of the earth. It just blew me away. It still baffles me this day.
So he journeyed to the center of the earth. Isn't there pterodactyls and stuff down there?
Is that
H.G. Wells?
Is it?
Oh, I
in
see.
In the middle of the earth.
Oh, okay. Huh. All right.
Huh. There was a section in hell where music was playing. And it was the same music that we hear on the earth, but as opposed to entertainers singing it, demons were singing it.
He was listening to KLOS. Or what K-Rock is now. No, that's not nice.
And it was some of the same lyrics that we hear here on Earth. There, see, here, music is for, like, to get over a breakup. Don't worry, be happy. I busted windows out your car or under my umbrella or whatever. There, every lyric to every song is to torment you. As to the fact that you didn't worship God through music when you were on
Earth.
Wait,
so they're playing Umbrella down there?
So there's people there for that because music is very controlling.
Did you say that she's... Didn't
Here's
she...
a little song I wrote. Can you imagine? Don't
well,
worry,
that is
happy.
Hell. Having to hear that is hell. Absolutely. Isn't she playing the Super Bowl this year? Everybody should look
yes,
out.
Yes, Rihanna is the halftime of the Super Bowl. Yes, so you will experience hell for about 4 minutes.
That's really odd.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. And time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. And people are dumb. A guy in Brazil faked his own death to see who showed up and what they'd have to say.
You better be damn sure that you were well-liked if you're going to pull something like
At
that.
At the end of the ceremony, he stepped out from behind the doors. And I assume his family killed him.
Yeah.
We took calls on people's worst medical situations based on a woman in New York who has necrotizing fasciitis.
Yikes.
That's a flesh-eating virus.
No.
In her taint.
Nah! Stop it! No! I think she wins or loses or however that works exactly.
She wins and loses. Yes, both.
All right, well, I got to get out of here after that. I'm going to go home and pet the kitty.
Enjoy that. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
You need a lot of noise, a lot of screaming, a lot of humans around you when you're watching the big game. Where better to get that experience than in Vegas? And we want to set you up with a two-night stay at Sahara Las Vegas for the big game. Reserve seating at Chicky and Pete's. To watch, you get $500 in food and beverage credits. You know what the word is this hour? Of course you don't. I haven't told you yet. The word is cheerleader. That's what you need to text right now to 68683. Cheerleader to 68683 for your shot to hang out in Vegas for the large game. Nine, you are off to Sahara, and you know how to spell Sahara, right? S-A-H-A-R-A-Y. Why do you ask? You need to know how to spell Sahara? Because you need to text it right now. 68683. We want to send you up to Vegas for the big game and put you up in two nights there at the Sahara, S-A-H-A-R-A, Las Vegas. And I'll get you reserved seatings to Chickie and Pete's to watch the big game. $500 in food and beverage credit if you win. And the more chances that you take and go ahead and text these words in, the more likely you will be that you will win. 68683 is the number to do Sahara. Right now. Bet. You want to make a bet? I'll make a bet with you. You're going to win our precious contest. You're going to go to Vegas for the big game. You're going to get yourself a two-night stay at the Sahara Las Vegas and then get yourself reserved seating at Chickie and Pete's to watch the big game. $500 in food and beverage credit as well. The word is bet. That's what you need to text right now. The king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley, entered the UK singles charts at number one with Jailhouse Rock on this day in rock in 1958. That was the first time any single had ever done so there. 20 days after he passed away, David Bowie's Black Star album hit number one on the U.S. album charts in the United States on this day in rock in 2016. It was his first number one album in the States.